Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, reserved in heaven for you. The word of God upon which we meditate this fifth Sunday of Easter is taken from 1 Corinthians, from the resurrection chapter, chapter 15, verses 17 through 20. And if Christ has not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. These are the words. In the name of Jesus the Christ, whose resurrection confirms our future, fellow redeemed in his precious blood. I'm going to warn you now so that when it happens, you're not surprised. Later on this summer, you're going to see a different face in this pulpit, the face of a young man named Jonah Albrecht. Jonah is a seminarian, a young man training at our Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary to be a pastor. When you meet him, you may wonder to yourselves, why would someone want to be a Christian pastor, or for that matter, a Christian teacher? That's a question I've asked myself on occasion. Others have asked me, and it's not because my father is a pastor. Why be a Christian pastor or teacher? When many people today choose an occupation, they do so because the benefits are attractive and they promise good things to come. What are the benefits of the ministry? Well, if you're looking to get rich and live in a mansion, pick something else. You might choose a more lucrative occupation. If you're looking for something stress-free, try again. Don't get me wrong, there are benefits that come with a pastoral ministry. It's just that they're not what most people consider to be benefits. For example, it's very satisfying to bring comfort from God's word to someone mourning the loss of a loved one. It's encouraging to visit the sick and the elderly with God's word and know that they hear and they appreciate every word. But the greatest benefit that I have is one that you all have as Christians, and that is forgiveness. Jesus doesn't promise any of us earthly wealth. He promises to provide all that we need in this world. But beyond that, the Lord Jesus promises something better that can be found or can be had even in this world. In fact, you heard a little bit about it before the sermon began. An inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, reserved in heaven for you. Our Christian calling on earth may not be one that the world covets, but that doesn't matter. Our benefits, call them our retirement plan, is out of this world. And it's the resurrection of Jesus that guarantees all of these benefits. Jesus' resurrection confirms that he is in fact the Son of God. It guarantees that all of his promises are reliable. It certifies that our sins are forgiven and that on the last day we will also be raised again from death. But if Christ had not been raised, there would be no benefit to faith in him. This morning, we think a bit about the frightening consequences of denying Jesus' bodily resurrection. If Christ had not rose from the dead, then our preaching and faith would be empty, and we would in fact be false witnesses of God, because we claim that God raised him from the dead, according to the scriptures. Finally, and perhaps most terrible of all, without the resurrection, there is no forgiveness. May God the Holy Spirit lift up our faith in Christ and confirm our hopes built upon his resurrection from the dead through these words. Amen. In order that we may see the great benefits that are ours by faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit directed the Apostle Paul to approach it negatively, to show what benefits would not be ours if Christ had not arisen from the dead that first day of the week. He said, "If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." Now, believe it or not, there is a difference between empty and worthless. An empty glass can be refilled. A glass with a hole in the bottom is worthless. In the 14th verse, it says that if Christ is not risen, then both our preaching and our faith would be empty. That is, hollow, without substance, like that empty glass. And here in the 17th verse, the apostle says that if Christ is not risen, then our faith would in fact be worse than empty. It would be worthless, like that glass with a hole in the bottom. In order that we understand, let's take just a moment to reopen the case that is against us. In the Bible, God opens our eyes so that we see who and what we are by birth and nature. And what the Bible tells us about ourselves is not what the world around us tells us about ourselves. God tells us that we are the product of sinful human beings, which we cannot deny. The world tells us that we're all good people, and the difference is simply, you know, the circumstances in which you grow up. The Bible tells us that we prove that we are sinful every day by committing sins of thought, word, and action. The world around us tells us those are just sins in the eyes of some people. They shouldn't bother you if you don't think they're wrong. Since the Bible tells us that we are fallen and commit sin, God's unchanging law declares that we are worthy of eternal death. We are in desperate need of forgiveness, of right standing with God. And there is no hope for us unless God himself intervenes. Which is exactly, as you know, what God did. God intervened in human history. The good news is that the forgiveness of sins and all the blessings that we need to stand before God are all piggybacked to us with faith. Faith that trusts in Jesus Christ and what he did. It's through faith in Christ that we are forgiven all of our sins and made right with God, as God himself declares to us in his word, Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him, that is Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. This is the case because the Son of God took what was rightfully ours, our sins and our guilt upon himself, and was willing to be nailed to the cross with them. He was handed over to death because of our sins, and then he was raised again so that we might be forgiven and not be judged. The resurrection of Jesus confirms that forgiveness is ours. That's not my assertion or opinion. That's what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 4, verse 25. He says that Christ was delivered up because of our offenses, because of our sins, and was raised again because of our justification, in order that we might be declared not guilty, our sins having been removed from us and paid for at the cross of Christ. And so Jesus was raised from the dead so that you and I might have a receipt, proof of payment made in full, that we might be justified, that is, declared not guilty of sin, forgiven. So do you see now the consequence of denying the resurrection of Jesus from the dead? Those that deny the resurrection of Jesus, in effect, throw away this most necessary and most important gift, forgiveness of sins. For if Christ has not been raised, your faith is empty. you are still in your sins. If Christ had not been raised, then you and I would have to stand before the judge in our sins and face the music. If Christ had not been raised, there would be no hope. We'd have no options. And we would be handed down the inevitable guilty verdict and sentenced to eternal separation from God in hell. But since Christ is risen from the dead, the opposite is true. You see, Paul approaches it negatively to point out the benefits that we have because of Christ's resurrection. The resurrection confirms that what Jesus said on the cross is true. It is really finished. Your salvation is complete. But if Jesus had not arisen, he could be no Savior. We trust in the living Christ, and our every need is fulfilled. Faith in Christ receives all of these benefits. But those who reject Christ and claim that he really didn't rise from the dead the third day, or that it's not necessary to believe that, for them, the words of Jesus in John chapter 8 will be fulfilled. Jesus said to those religious leaders who rejected him, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." In fact, Jesus was raised from death so that we might not perish in our sins, but instead depart to be with the Lord, which is far better. Once more, in order to show us the great benefits that are ours, the Apostle Paul goes on to express what would have been the case for those who die trusting in Christ if he had not been raised. Once again, spoken negatively. "Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished." Now, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, we have this truly wonderful comfort that those who have before us died trusting in Jesus are not lost, but in fact, the opposite is true. They are eternally secure. Our sorrows at the death of a loved one are tempered, knowing that they are with Christ, and our separation from them is temporary. We know that those who die in Christ will rise again. Why? Because the living Jesus himself promised. Listen carefully. "This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now think how empty those words would be if Christ had died and stayed dead. Because of the fact that Christ is risen, we have comfort in those words of Jesus. If Christ had not arisen the third day, then think how empty the most often quoted Bible passage of all would sound. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If Christ had not been raised, we would indeed perish and would not have everlasting life. But because Christ has risen, those gifts are ours. He was raised so that all those who die trusting in him shall not perish. Despite what the world thinks, Jesus did not come to be a self-improvement guru or merely a moral teacher. He didn't come here to leave this world a few nuggets of truth. He came to save humankind eternally. And those who die believing in him are safe eternally. But all this rests on his resurrection, every bit of it. If Christ had not been raised, we would be hopeless, and more than anyone else in this world, to be pitied. Once again, speaking negatively, the Apostle Paul says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." That's right. If Jesus didn't come back from the dead, and we trust in a dead man, we are of all men the most pitiable. People should, in fact, take pity on us. because we are so stupid. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits, the first of many to be raised from death. And the Holy Spirit has moved you to place all your hopes for this life and the life to come on the living Jesus. And that promise is reliable because he is reliable. While the world around us lives for the here and now only, thinking that this is all there is, we know better. The world around us may urge us to live for today, to live for ourselves, to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And had Christ not been raised, that would be true. This world would be all, really, there is for us, because the judgment would follow our deaths. But Christ has been raised, and because Christ has been raised, we have hope and life eternal. However, Christ is risen from the dead, and our hopes live. For we have deposited our hope with him who is reliable. But those who deny the resurrection of Jesus throw away hope, comfort, and joy, and are in fact without God in the world. May God the Holy Spirit ever keep us strong in our faith in Christ and confident in his bodily resurrection, so that we may stand forgiven now and when it truly counts, when we stand before the judge at the last. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.